You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Collaboration is one of the great things about Fresno's arts community. Groups work together in different forms. Oftentimes, groups from different areas of the arts community get together to collaborate. One of those events is taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Fresno Art Museum. It's called Summer Soiree 2.0, and it brings together two groups from very different areas, members of the Fresno Philharmonic and Fresno's dance collective known as NOCO. Joining us today, we have Stephen Wilson from the Philharmonic and Amy Kareen from NOCO. Thanks to both of you for joining us today. Stephen, I want to start with you. It's a little unusual for the orchestra to work with a contemporary dance group, especially outside of the concert hall.
Yes, absolutely, Joe, and it's great to be with you here today. This collaboration got off the ground last year at Summer Soiree 1.0, and it was really the outgrowth of I guess almost a year of conversations between Amy and I that I had said to her, "Gee, we've never worked with live modern dancers," and she said, "We've never worked with live musicians. Maybe we could find a way to make that happen." And so that's how it all came about.
So I want to turn to Amy now, as I think our listeners are pretty familiar with the Fresno Philharmonic. A lot of our listeners might not be familiar with NOCO, though, and exactly what your group does. If you were telling somebody who had never seen one of your shows, let's say someone who was blind, how would you describe what NOCO does and what makes your company unique?
Well, gosh, I guess if I were talking to someone who is blind, I would have a whole different set of questions because I'm so curious about what they see, and that would kind of leave me off track. But Fresno Dance Collective has been around for 5 years, and our mission is to expand the culture of dance in Fresno. And we do a lot of different things, and we've found some unique ways to serve our community, and we've had to kind of question and re-question every year what should the only dance company in Fresno be about for this community. And so we do produce traditional dance concerts, but we also like to collaborate, and we've kind of made a little name for ourselves in producing fun, whimsical events that are arts infused. And that's been kind of the most successful way, I think, that we've found to really introduce Valley residents to the culture of dance without kind of pulling their teeth and making them sit down in front of a traditional dance concert.
Amy, is it safe to say that your company is synonymous with aerial dance or aerial performance? Is that something that you've sought for, or do you try to go beyond that? What do you think about that?
Well, we started as a dance company, but pretty much 1 year later, we added an aerial component to it, and we are the only training house for aerial in this area, so which is exciting. We like being the only people who do aerial, and we like being the premier dance company in Fresno. It at times can feel very lonely, but we're really happy to provide that service, so to speak, for Fresno. And we have 9 certified instructors who teach on a regular basis to the community. So that's one thing people may not know about our aerial. Besides just being a performance medium, we teach 10 to 12 classes a week to anyone in the community who's willing to try it.
Tell us a little more about what's actually going into this performance this weekend.
Well, we are going to we fit an aerial rig inside the art museum, so that's kind of a surprise to maybe some of your listeners.
When you say aerial rig, what do you mean by that?
I think you can imagine a tripod or a teepee, something with 3 legs on it that is designed to hold about 4,000 pounds. That is about 14 and a half feet high. And this is maybe you can think of it like an adult swing set, but it fits inside the lobby gallery of the art museum through careful planning and engineering and insurance. And we have designed and created an original dance work based on our music selection this year, which is Michael Nyman String Quartet No. 2. And that is it's a beautiful, about 35-minute presentation of this, what I think is a beautiful collaboration between our organizations And that will have two performances. We will be performing that Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 2. But the event, kind of the Saturday night, what's so special about the Saturday night event is that it's more than just the performance. We're having a cocktail hour at 5:30, and there will be aerialists performing outside. Some of them will be hanging from the trees. We'll have an open bar. It's an event more than it is just a performance, and we plan to have sparklers and a champagne toast, and the whole event will be really lovely.
I think one of the things to understand, if you've never been to a NOCO event or if you weren't at Summer Soiree last year, is the part of Amy's particular genius is transforming spaces. And so basically the art museum gets transformed, to really create this event and create a real atmosphere for the performance and, as she said, the party beforehand and afterwards. And so it's really quite an experience, which then the center of which is this this new piece being created.
So, Stephen, tell me a little more about the music and how is it what's that process like for your musicians rehearsing and preparing this with NOCO?
Right. Well, the piece we're doing, as Amy mentioned, is Michael Nyman's String Quartet No. 2. I think Nyman's probably most familiar to people because he's quite an active film composer. He did scores for a lot of films by Peter Greenaway, also probably most famously The Piano, and also films like Gattaca, Man on Wire. And so he's usually classed as a minimalist, but I think you know, the one of the things certainly I love about his music is it has a very strong emotional component underlying, you know, the sort of rhythmic repetitiveness of the minimalist style. This is quite an interesting piece, which also it was originally written to accompany dance. It was actually written to accompany an Indian dancer and choreographer, and so we're sort of returning it now to its origins by doing a dance piece to it. The musicians have been preparing the piece on their own, and then we'll come together just this week to then put it together as a quartet, and then with one rehearsal with the dancers. So it's an exciting and very very concentrated process.
Amy, is it different for your dancers to work with live musicians than recorded music?
Yes, absolutely. The biggest issue that we have working with live music and any opportunity is this subject of tempo, because we are rehearsing to music on a CD that has a steady tempo that we understand and can anticipate quite well by the time that we're ready to perform it. And you just have to be prepared for that precarious moment of a tempo shifting, or just, you know, humans have such an interesting way of interpreting music. I would say it's never been I don't see it as a bad thing. It's actually been such a beautiful opportunity for my dancers to, in each moment, swell and shrink with the music. It's actually what's so beautiful about live dance and live music. It's not a problem at all. It's very different. I mean, we rehearse very differently than the way we perform to live music, but that's actually sort of a question more about the magic of what happens in these like transient live performances.
Yeah, and the musicians very definitely respond to the dancers as well, so that they're, you know, whatever interpretation they come in with, they adjust to the dancers. So it's a wonderful process. Yeah.
And we have a selection now from Michael Nyman's String Quartet No. 2 to play for you, a little preview of what you might hear this weekend at the Art Museum.
Thank you.
That's music by Michael Nyman, his string quartet number 2. It will be performed by a quartet comprised of members of the Fresno Philharmonic, accompanied on stage with the Fresno Dance Collective, also known as NOCO, for the Summer Soiree 2.0, happening at the Fresno Art Museum. Performances at 5:30 on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday, although there's more to the event than just the performance, as Stephen Wilson and Amy Corrine were just telling us about. Stephen, before we move on and give people the information about the event, you also just announced your new season just a couple of days ago with the orchestra. This is Maestro Kuchar's last season. He has some special things planned. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what's in store for 2015-2016. Wow, that's almost frightening to think about.
Right. Well, this is a very exciting season celebrating Theodore Kuchar's 15 amazing seasons here as music director of the Fresno Philharmonic. And it is full of pieces of music that that Ted feels very strongly about, that wanted to either repeat again that he's done here already, or that he wanted to introduce in his last season, and also a very special roster of guest artists headed up by Lynn Harrell, the great cellist, pianist Pascal Roger, and Sergei Babayan, who rank among Ted's favorite musicians, people that he respects the most. So it's I think it's going to be just an amazing season of pieces that that Ted just really loves to death, and so that will come across in all of the performances.
We're looking forward to this season and also looking forward to Summer Soiree 2.0. Amy, if people want more information about the event, more information about NOCO, your group, and exactly what this is we're talking about, what can they do if they want to go to the event this weekend?
Well, it's important to know that this is a three-way collaboration between Fresno Art Museum, the Fresno Philharmonic, and NOCO. So all of our websites will have links to information about the event, including where it will be, the address, and where to get tickets. But your readers may really want to know that where you can purchase tickets are at the Fresno Philharmonic's website, and that is fresnophil.org, or they can call the box office.
Yes, which that number is 559-261-0600.
Again, it's called Summer Soiree 2.0. It's a highlight of the midsummer months here in Fresno's cultural scene. Second year, the NOCO Dance Collective of Fresno and the Fresno Philharmonic and the Fresno Art Museum have joined forces to bring together a string quartet, contemporary aerial dance, and more, all taking place at the Art Museum. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe.